This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's a secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Top of the second there, Ty France with an RBI single, drives in Byron Buxton, walk, stole second base. Orioles trying to break a four-game losing streak, trying to avoid the sweep at the hands of Minnesota. So off to a slow start, shall we say, for the Birds of Baltimore. But let's talk a little NFL. And joining us now on the Window Nation guest hotline, friend of the program from NFL.com, let's welcome back Eric Edholm. Eric, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore.
What's happening?
A little of this, a little of that, and this George Pickens trade from Pittsburgh to Dallas has kind of resonated a little bit as Pittsburgh's quarterback situation unsettled, shall we say. But Dallas gets Dak Prescott back, and if memory serves, he wasn't playing all that great before he got hurt in 2024. But Pickens will be the Robin to the C.D. Lamb Batman, and based on maybe his petulant behavior with the Steelers, could this translate into a possible nightmare for Jerry World, or does he maybe find himself and really appreciate the star on the side of the helmet here?
Yeah, that's the big question. I mean, he's in a contract year, and, you know, the word is that he's willing to play on the final year of his deal as a way of proving himself. So, you know, you have to consider it a one-year experiment right now. You know, you trade a third-round pick for the chance at something great. They needed another receiver there. I mean, look, if you look at the number of, you know, Steelers receivers who've gone on elsewhere to become stars or even play at the same level they did at Pittsburgh, the list is pretty small. It's like Emmanuel Sanders and a couple of guys. So they have a history of knowing when to move on from a guy, and on this relationship had started souring, you know, partway through the 2023 season. You could just see there was some tension there. And, you know, I give Mike Tomlin a lot of credit for dealing with headaches, but this is one he couldn't get rid of with Advil. So they ship him to Dallas, and he's got a chance to be a big player there.
Eric, what was the biggest surprise for you draft?
Yeah, I mean, right away, the trade with Cleveland and Jacksonville was a big one.
That got it exciting right away.
Yeah, that kind of started us off. And, you know, for a long time, we thought it was going to be Ward, Hunter, Carter, Campbell, you know, Ginty in some kind of order. We didn't know, you know, that was kind of the feeling. And, you know, it's interesting, obviously. Or Mason Graham was obviously a name that was there a lot, and it ended up being, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, just with different teams. So, you know, thinking of the situation Cleveland was in with the Watson deal, killing their cap, killing their till of draft picks, killing the team, right, the play on the field, I felt like they had to do that. As alluring and as enticing as Travis Hunter might have been, and I'm sure the owner didn't really love passing on Hunter and may have called in that Shadur pick later. Got, you know, we can't get both. Let's at least get one, you know. But overall, I actually thought Cleveland did a pretty good job, even with the bizarre quarterback situation.
Other than Shadur Sanders, put him to the side. Who was one that you were kind of shocked that dropped?
Yeah, good question. I'll say Xavier Watts, the safety from Notre Dame.
I thought
the Falcons had a really interesting approach, doubling up at pass rusher and safety. Now these guys can do a little bit different things, but you know, we'll see if that pays off. I mean, obviously, if they hit on two of them, the price is pretty big for them to move up for the pass rusher. But Watts is a pretty darn good player. So that was one that kind of stuck out. There were a few others that caught my eye off. I just can't think of them off the top of my head. But, you know, safety is a tricky position. That's one where you could see, you know, guys in the fifth round end up being, you know, Pro Bowlers and then first round picks flaming out. So it's a tough position for a lot of people.
Eric, what was your opinion of the Ravens draft?
I think overall it was great. It's been a while since I've looked at one of their drafts and sort of felt like, okay, you know, not that great. I mean, I know obviously every year you have to see how these guys develop, but for the most part, I thought they really did a nice job. I mean, you know, Malachi Starks is probably going to be a sort of a typical Ravens player in that they, you know, they let the player come to them and end up getting a really good talent. Obviously with Mike Green, it's, you know, there's off-field questions that you have to answer and figure out, but talent-wise, to get him almost at number 60, whatever, 59, man, that was outstanding. I think, you know, waiting at tackle kind of boxed them in a little bit, but between Emory Jones and Carson Vinson, I'm trying to remember if they got another one.
They got later. Dettinger, a guard from LSU.
Dettinger, their last pick, yeah. I mean, he's probably is more of a guard, but yeah.
Oh, he's definitely tackle. A guard. That was one of the ugliest bodies I saw Sunday when I was out there, Eric.
Yeah, a guy who's played tackle before, let's call him that, right? Yes, but guard is probably his NFL home, so... but yeah, overall, obviously the Tyler Loop pick kind of caught my eye and ended up being a foreshadowing of what was to come with Justin Tucker. But yeah, I mean, I think the only thing that maybe waiting on a receiver, I know Jalen Lane, who ended up in Washington, was somebody they liked. But you know, Eric's done a great job of accumulating picks and getting as many cracks at bat as he possibly can.
Hey, Eric, did you see Peebles? Because when I watched him, I really liked his film.
Say again, who was the player?
Peebles, the Virginia Tech D-tackle. Yeah,
yeah, interesting guy. I mean, really kind of a sort of squatty body there, and unusual dimensions there, but just so darn effective. I mean, he was a player that kept sort of catching your eye. And you know, there aren't too many 285-pound D tackles who end up being stars in this league, but he's really kind of light on his feet, stays balanced. You know, he's got sometimes those shorter tackles are tough to deal with for bigger interior linemen. So a little bit of an unconventional body type, but, you know, he's got the juice and the energy as a pass rusher. So that's an interesting player that they probably – you know, had some close eyes on just down the road.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Hey, Eric, do you think Gabriel or Sanders will end up being the starter? I mean, they both got great opportunities here. Which one, if it's between those two, what do you think emerges?
Yeah, I mean... trying to dissect this quarterback situation is utterly fascinating. And you know, on some level, it feels like Shadur's going to get a real shot, whether it's because of the name or whether it's, you know, because of his talent or what. Or maybe they just want to showcase him for a trade. You know, I mean, I don't know how the coaches feel, but it certainly feels like, you know, if you watch the video, the reaction video after they picked him, You know, it was like the blink twice if you're okay. You know, it looked like hostage. The only thing missing was the newspaper with today's date on it or whatever. But I mean, maybe they find a spot for him. You know, I think Kenny Pickett's been boxed in as a number two or a backup, however you want to classify him. I think you can cut either him or Joe. You know, if you don't feel like they're going to deliver for you and. Just go with the kids and try to figure it out. Try to win with defense. You know, you re-signed Myles Garrett and built up that side. So I think one of those kids is going to get an extended opportunity this year.
Well, they say with Pickett's name, Bob, just listen to his name. Pickett? Isn't that normally what happens to him?
Yeah.
It must be the little hands. Eric at home, NFL.com. Joining us here, Vinny at Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Eric, last thing for you. Now post-draft, first wave of free agency. We still have plenty to go before we kick off here with the schedule release coming out in 6 days. Who, as we look at rosters now, is the biggest threat to Houston? And I think you make a case that Houston probably was a little disappointing based on some lofty expectations, but they made the playoffs. They won a game. Who right now is the biggest threat to the Texans in the AFC South?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I probably too early for the Titans, you know, even if Cam Ward has a big year, even with some numbers suggesting they were probably a little bit better team than their record indicated. I don't know that I can quite go there. I find it interesting that Vegas seems to like Jacksonville. You know, I mean, there seem to be some Jacksonville backers out there. I don't know if it's the Travis Hunter effect or, you know, a new coaching staff. Maybe Liam Cohen can be their version of Sean McVay. I don't know. But, you know, there's some appreciation there that I didn't know existed. So that's kind of interesting. You know, the Colts perpetually feel like a second or third place team to me. They're kind of stuck in that position until we – see more from the quarterback position. You know, I just don't know that I trust. I mean, Anthony Richards is a great talent, but he hasn't put anything together yet. And Daniel Jones, we know about his kind of wayward career. That one season earned him a contract and hasn't done anything since. So, yeah, I don't know. I would imagine Houston is in the proverbial driver's seat, but keep an eye on the Jaguars. You know, they're kind of an interesting team all of a sudden. Two big weapons with Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.